This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The signs are multiplying. The pressure is building. Yahuwah is stirring the slumbering heart of Israel, and the nations are responding precisely as the prophets foretold. They resist the awakening. They resent the remembrance. They seek to extinguish the flame of covenant promise. Understand this. Restoration provokes enmity. It always has. We speak often of Edom, of the lineage of Esau that has woven itself into the fabric of the Western order, and their relentless opposition to Yahuwah's purposes. But Edom does not act alone. They orchestrate, they influence, but they rely on the collective weight of the nations to achieve their aims. And now, that weight is pressing down upon Zion, upon Jerusalem. Zechariah declared a burden upon Israel, a prophetic word concerning Jerusalem. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the peoples round about. Not a threat from Jerusalem, but a declaration of its effect on the nations. Jerusalem is becoming a weight in their collective consciousness, a stone of controversy. Look around. Witness the relentless focus on Jerusalem in the global discourse. Every building permit, every archaeological dig, every prayer offered on the Temple Mount is scrutinized, debated, and condemned by those who have no rightful claim. They dissect every stone, seeking to delegitimize our connection to this holy place, to erase our history, to rewrite the narrative. It is a futile effort, of course. Yahuwah remembers. Yahuwah will restore. But the nations are aligning themselves against Israel, and specifically against Jerusalem. We have spoken of the rising power of Persia, modern-day Iran, and their open hostility. They openly call for the destruction of Zion. But Persia is not acting alone. See how they gather allies, how they forge alliances with those who share their animosity towards the covenant people. They present it as resistance, as a struggle for justice. But it is nothing more than a manifestation of ancient hatred, a continuation of the age-old conflict between the seed of Esau and the seed of Jacob. This is not merely a political struggle. It is a spiritual one. It is a battle for the heart and soul of humanity. Yahuwah is drawing Israel back to the land, not for our own sake alone, but as a beacon to the nations, as a demonstration of His power and faithfulness. And the nations, blinded by pride and consumed by their own agendas, are determined to extinguish that light. But even as they plot and scheme, even as they attempt to isolate and delegitimize, Yahuwah is at work. He is preparing a way for His people. He is building infrastructure for a future exodus, systems of autonomy designed to operate outside the control of Babylon. We see it in the growing emphasis on self-sufficiency, on forging independent networks, on reclaiming lost skills and knowledge. It is a quiet revolution, a grassroots movement fueled by the realization that true security lies not in the approval of the nations, but in obedience to Yahuwah. This is not about escaping the world, but about creating a space within it where Israel can live according to the covenant, where we can raise our children in the ways of the Torah, where we can prepare for the coming day of Yahuwah. It is about building a foundation of strength and resilience, a bulwark against the storms that are gathering on the horizon. The nations may see Jerusalem as a burden, as a source of conflict. But for Israel, Jerusalem is the center of our world, the heart of our faith, the fulfillment of our most sacred promises. They may attempt to break our spirit, to crush our hope, but they will fail. For Yahuwah is with us, and He will defend His people. He will restore our fortunes, and He will establish us in the land for generations to come. The watchman sees the gathering storm. The watchman hears the rumbling thunder. The watchman knows that the day of Yahuwah is drawing near, and we must be prepared. We must be vigilant. We must be steadfast in our faith. We must continue to sound the alarm, to report the truth, and to watch for the signs of His coming. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.